Hello, here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 4th of February 2026. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And it's always good to be back here in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre, surrounded by books in the Cultural Heritage Research Centre. So yes, we're very lucky to be able to use this space and very grateful for it. So
yes,
I'll kick off with 150 years ago. And it's very topical at present because we've had 45 days without rain, I think,
yes,
in Adelaide. And certainly where I live at Two Wills, I think it's probably more than 45.
We had a very, very brief shower, like a one-minute shower.
People telling me they had rain. There was water on the expressway this morning. I'm thinking, well,
oh,
it
this
didn't.
Morning?
Yeah, this morning. Oh, so okay, hopefully a little bit of moisture will come down from the northwest, but yeah, who knows? So we'll kick off with, as I said, 150 years ago, terrific dust storm. Between 10 and 11 p.m. on Monday last, a terrific dust storm passed over Gawler, which lasted nearly an hour. It was with difficulty the jury returning from the inquest held on the late fire could find their way into Gawler. All the lights were invisible and it was impossible to see any object 2 or 3 feet distant. The houses were filled with dust 1/2 inch thick. Yes, I feel them because we had terrible dust lately and I just dust and then the following day it's all back and you just get so, it's so discouraging. The house is a bit of a dust heap at present.
Of course, 150 years ago in the 70s, by that stage they've cleared all the land.
Yeah.
They've completely cleared away all the mallee scrub, put in wheat, and there's nothing.
Nothing. And this time of year it's all fallow. It's all laying dormant. The crops are gone and they don't. Now they'll cut it and they'll leave the stalks to hold the soil together.
Yeah, but they probably weren't doing that.
No, they weren't.
So it would have just ripped it all up.
Because that was the English way. You know, you take it right off, you turn it over, you rip it in, and their soils are just so fragile and so ancient here. They're just nothing like people were used to in England.
No. It took them a long time. They worked hard to learn, though. They really did. They had these farmers' clubs where they talked about, you know, changing their farming techniques, and they were working hard to try and adapt.
Yeah. I had a conversation with my neighbour, who's an Irishman, and soon after he moved in, because we're only on 2-acre blocks, but he's got a reasonable paddock, and his is bigger than mine. It would be about an acre. And he planted it in August, and I thought, oh, okay. And then, of course, it grew about 6 inches, and then, of course, the heat of September and October just cut it down, and I could see that he was a bit despondent over it, and I sort of wandered over and I said, you plant in Ireland, you plant at the end of winter, don't you? And he said, yes, because otherwise it gets waterlogged. And I said, in here, South Australia, we need to plant before winter so you get the winter rains to bring it up. So every year since then, he started planting in early May and April and May, mainly May. And he's had beautiful crops, plenty of hay for his horses, and he's really happy because he just automatically thought, okay, I'll plant in August.
That's right. And that's what they were doing when they came over.
Absolutely.
And that's partly why there were so many bankruptcies, because it took so long for them to adjust to the Australian conditions.
Yeah.
But that, and also their blocks were too small and they couldn't leave one paddock fallow for a year.
Yeah.
So they didn't rest the soil to recover.
Well, our soils aren't fertile.
No.
Unless you're on a river plain, you know, the soils are pretty ordinary. Anyway, we digress.
Yes. It's amazing what you learn about when you're researching, though. Things that you just know. In Ayrshire, they were using seaweed to fertilise all their fields.
Oh, seaweed. It's wonderful.
Yeah, but of course they didn't have that here. So they didn't have the fertilisers they were used to either.
Yeah.
And relied on. So I'll move on. 100 years ago, the technical school demonstration. There was a splendid, they do love that word, don't they?
Splendid is a lovely word.
It is a lovely word.
So descriptive.
And it's lovely to say. It's a real pleasure to roll the sort of mouth around.
Maybe I need to start using splendid again.
Yes, we need to bring it back.
Yes.
One of those underused word, underappreciated words. There was a splendid attendance at the opening demonstration of the Gawler Technical School held in the Institute Hall recently. The president of the school council, Dr. J.R. Tobin, presided. He recognised that Australia's future depended on the young people, and they, given sound education and knowledge, with application and industry, could open the doors of success and give Australia her place in the sun. I think Australia's got too much sun, actually.
Well, after Splendid, it all went downhill, didn't it? They were very verbose too, weren't they?
Yes.
Long and convoluted sentences.
They were. Yes.
I was actually looking through some old school essays yesterday, and a common comment was, break your sentences up, your sentences. Yeah, very good, nice story, all the rest of it, but your sentences are a bit too long.
Yes, I used to get that a lot too.
I work on that now.
Yes, me too, something I'm conscious of.
50 years ago, reject, take over, urge ratepayers. A ratepayers meeting in the Evanston Gardens Memorial Hall last week voted to support the District Council of Manopara in its bid to stop the takeover by Elizabeth Council. A near-capacity crowd of more than 120 people attended the fiery two-hour meeting called by Manopara. And it's interesting, Manopara, I had a parcel delivered to Bunnings at Manopara, and on the packet it was written Munro Para. And I said, oh, that's someone that's not used to the area.
Yes,
Munro Para.
25 years ago, as 7 million Bonanza, Amcor's 220 million glass bottle manufacturing plant near Gawler will directly inject $7 million each year in wages into the local economy, according to a development report. Spin-offs for local traders and suppliers with increased demand for goods and services and council rates alone are expected to exceed $250,000 each year. Mm. I do know someone that works there.
Yeah, I knew someone that worked there for many years. Very happy, met her second partner there.
Right.
So,
I think it
happy.
Took people, some people that lost work with Holden closing, got jobs there.
Yeah, and they were a good employer from what I understand, which is even better. 10 years ago, and here's a photograph of dust storms again, and that one is at Freeling, and it's talking about since the Pinery Fire.
Yes.
Dust, okay, the headline is Storms Bite Dust. Recent rainfall is helping to bring dust storms, which have plagued the Light region, under control. Steady rain on Friday evening and Tuesday morning drenched the areas of Worsley's, Roseworthy, Templars, Freeling and Kapunda, where huge clouds of dust have been a particular problem since the Pinery Fire in November. Most problem areas received between 25 and 40 millimetres of rain in total. Roseworthy Rural Supplies agronomist Chris Butler said the only solution to getting rid of dust problems completely was for it to continue to rain.
Mm.
We'll see, Chris.
Yeah. And that's, again, because the fires burnt everything and left
the... No topsoil, no holding vegetation.
And it was dirty dust too because it had ash in it. And we were getting it through Gawler.
Oh, were you?
But there was one day we were out in the Brosser, and I wrote a poem about this in the anthology, which is in the anthology, and I think Carolyn, I didn't probably explain what it was I was describing. But driving down from the Brosser, you could literally see a line in the sky, and it was just brown over the Pinery Fire area.
Mm.
And it was almost this straight line. It must have been a still day.
Yeah.
It wasn't blowing. It was just the dust in the air over that region. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It was quite unusual.
Oh, that would have been that terrible, terrible day that was.
Yes.
So that brings this week's recording to an end, Jeanette.
Yes. Short stories, but interesting.
Very interesting. And we started and ended with dust storms and rain.
Yes, nice
just
symmetry.
Typical Adelaide Plains Gawler stories.
Yes, summer story. It's
so
a summer story.
Bye for now.
Bye.
For old life's sign.